Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The holiday season is upon us. A time of joy. A time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays. And sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Thousands of letters have already come in.
T is going through them. Jake is going through them. I am going through them. We're rolling over all of them, making phone calls, trying to get everybody sorted. And one definitely stood out. And this is the perfect example and a great way, I think, to kick off hope for the holidays. You know, I talk about the fact that, you know, everybody that works, you just don't know what life is going to bring you. You don't know if your job will be there tomorrow always. You don't know if the furnace goes out. If something happens to the car, and then the car is how you get to work. If you can't get to work, you don't have your job. You don't have your job, you don't pay the rent. You don't pay the rent, you get evicted. All of these things, these dominoes we all grew up with. And, you know, you really never forget that all the years I've been on this planet, all the things I've seen and the wonderful moments I've been afforded, it doesn't erase being a kid and knowing if the phone rang at 6 o'clock during dinner, I should get up as a 9-year-old. And go in the other room and tell them my mom and dad aren't home. And it was always the same. It's GMAC mortgage. We didn't get that many phone calls when I was a kid because it's just, you know, we were all little kids. Nobody was calling us. No. My parents didn't have a ton of friends. They weren't getting a bunch of calls. So for the phone to ring was a pretty big moment in the house. And you knew to go lie. And you'd sit back down and just stare at your, because you were in some kind of crazy keep it away from dad, like scheme to keep the world okay. And then I could hear my parents talking in the middle of the night. I'd say middle of the night, like 10 o'clock at night, I was supposed to be asleep, about bills and worried about the mortgage and foreclosures. Yeah. And so I grew up, we're genuinely thinking at any moment they would take our house away. And that's not really a bad story. That's just fear in a little kid's heart.
Because you can't understand as a child, but you know it's the most important thing in your world, your home.
And my parents definitely struggled, but it was fine. And that's what I mean. Like, if I felt that much fear in my heart all the time, and I was constantly afraid that I was going to come home and our house would be gone or food wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
What must it be like for my mom and dad or for people with real hardship? And where do they go? Who do you turn to if you don't have family with money? Who do you turn to if somebody gets sick, if somebody needs help?
It takes one thing to get behind it, it snowball.
People can have 1,000 good friends. It doesn't mean you got enough money between you to make it work for another friend. That's where this came in. Dear Johnny, I'm writing this letter today because my family needs help. My family consists of my husband and I, our 4 children, and my sister. My husband was diagnosed with epilepsy 5 years ago. He has struggled with seizures and has had 2 brain surgeries this year alone. Now, as I look down into this, he sometimes would have up to 50 seizures a day. A day. And I don't know if you've ever seen, and I'm not talking about grandma seizures. You wouldn't survive that. But these petite malls are still incredibly debilitating. Mm-hmm. Now, he is a welder, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. They can't allow him to have that equipment in his hands and have 50 seizures a day. So, like I said, he has struggled with the seizures and had 2 brain surgeries this year alone. He just recently underwent an operation, and I have taken off some time from work to be with him. Well, when it turns out, when she says operation, it's called a awake craniotomy. What that means is, and I actually knew about this, they put you to sleep, they take a piece of your skull off, and they start to explore parts of your brain, and then they wake you up to see if you still have speech, to see if you still have sight, to see if you still have hearing, because there's nerves that run underneath the part that they know the map is. So they've got to be very careful because they can go bad. I've been off work since the beginning of November, and I'm returning to work in the middle of December. We are thankful that my husband is doing well, but this time off has me worried about having enough to pay the bills, buy food and get Christmas gifts for the kids. Some days I'm at a loss. Thank you for reading my letter. Happy holidays, Liz. And I. So Jake and I went through this. And two of these brain surgeries, this last one is the awake craniotomy. So this, we'll find out if this works or not. He does get some disability now, but it's not enough. No, it's not. You have four children, aged 2, 5, 8, and 10. That's a lot. She works at a trucking company, and I believe she'll get her job back. She's just taking some unpaid leave. But what do you do with a two-year-old if your husband's had open brain surgery? What do you do with your 5-year-old, your 8-year-old, and your 10-year-old? He can't get up and help them.
No.
My father went through some open surgery like that, and it's devastating to your physical and neurological well-being. You know, my father couldn't get out of an ICU for a month, and let alone function, walk.
Right, do day-to-day tasks.
Yeah, a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, an 8-year-old. So who is going to take care of those kids? So, yeah, you have to do that. Now, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody's in. He's a welder. You know, she's got a job at a trucking office. They were high school sweethearts, it says. Now, let me get her on the phone. This would be a home number, right? All right.
Hello.
Liz, this is Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
That's okay.
So Jake says he spoke with you. I was just reading through your letter. You and your husband, you were high school sweethearts.
That's right.
How old were you when you met? What grade were you in?
We were 16. So we were juniors in high school.
And then now you've already been married 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
You guys know, but from 16 on, you guys just dated each other. You knew you were in love.
That's right.
So you started a family. You've got four kids?
We have four kids.
Tell me about them.
So we have three girls, and we have a little boy. He's our youngest. We finally got a boy. They are my everything. I would do anything for my family. I love my husband so much. I love my kids so much. They're the greatest.
So 5 years ago, you guys are chugging along. You've had some kids. You've had a couple kids. Yep. You had three kids by then?
Yes.
And so you had Riley and Peyton and Trinity. You have three girls. He's a welder. You're working in a trucking company. Life is moving along. Your family is growing. You're in love. What could be better? And what happened?
Well, he was diagnosed with epilepsy. He would come home and have burns on his arms or, just have injuries. And
tell me how it started with him. Like, how did he realize there was something wrong with him?
Well, he didn't honestly think anything was wrong with him. He had lived like that for his life. Doing the odd things that he would do or having the blackout spells. And finally one day I'm just like, look, something's not right. Like, this isn't normal. And we took him to the doctor, and it took several years for them to find his seizures because of where they were at. And they finally found them and put him on medication, and the medication's just not working.
And he had 50 a day?
He has 50 a day.
And what happens during those seizures, that 50? Because that's 2 an hour.
Yeah, yeah. He has blackout spells where he'll just black out. He gets really tired after his seizures, so he takes several 2-3 hour naps a day. He'll fall down and scrape up his arm or get a bruise somewhere, 'cause he's fell down and he doesn't know why he has that bruise. So it's tough on him because he, a lot of times he doesn't know what happened.
Well, and being a young, strong man with a family, you know, and there's a certain pride that comes along with that age and that the beginning of your life that is being taken from him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was very hard for him because he was the sole provider for us for years. And it was really hard for him to not be able to go to work and to stay home because, you know, he says all the time, I don't feel like a man. I don't feel like I'm doing anything. And it, you know, it hurts me because I know how bad he's hurting for feeling that way.
And you've got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old. The 8 and the 10 are getting to the place where they can kind of take care of themselves. They're certainly not unsupervised, but the other two, I mean, you know, and God forbid he be holding the 2-year-old when the seizure happens or giving the kid a bath or helping with anything because it's all dangerous for everyone.
Absolutely.
So they've come up with this idea, this last surgery, this brain surgery, this awake craniotomy. That's when they put you to sleep, they take away a part of your skull, and they wake you back up again. And as they start to probe, they try to find out to make sure they're not altering any of your senses so you can still smell, you can still see, you can still hear, you can still talk.
Right.
And that just happened. And in November, you had to take some time off while he is getting better.
Correct.
And do they know yet if this is going to work at all?
He has a 70% chance of it,
which great.
Reducing or even possibly getting rid of his seizures. So that's,
when will they know?
Do what?
When will they be able to test? Cause they do an implant, don't they?
They did an RNS implant. So it's kind of like a pacemaker for your brain.
Right.
It'll shock whenever a seizure starts to come on.
Have they turned it on yet?
They haven't yet. They're still recording and getting information. And then hopefully they'll turn it on in the middle of December when he goes back to see his epileptologist.
So for a couple more weeks, you don't know if this is going to work. And then there's a lot coming up. Now, you said that you've gotten behind on your rent.
Yeah, I've got rent due this week, and I tried to plan, you know, all of my bills and everything since I knew I was going to be off, and I forgot rent. So,
you know, you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, I got quite a bit going on, but I got to be strong for my family, because they're all I have.
Of course.
They're, you know.
So, you don't beat yourself up over that. How much is your rent?
$550.
Okay. What about Christmas for those kids?
You know, my kids haven't even made Christmas lists. And, you know, I feel bad because they haven't made Christmas lists because they know how much we're struggling right now. They know I can't afford a lot for Christmas. I haven't even gone Christmas shopping for them. So, yeah, I don't have anything for them right now.
Well, obviously the greatest Christmas gift would be, you know, for this RNS system to be turned on inside your husband's brain and have him, you know, God, just get it knocked down at the very least. But imagine if he could for the first time in all these years, not have another seizure during the day or get it down to one or two where he could go back to work. More importantly, where he could feel comfortable around, you know, Jackson and Trinity and Peyton and Riley, his little kids, and feel good about who he is again.
I know that would be the best Christmas gift ever.
What do you guys talk about when it's just you and him?
Life, you know, what we want to do in the future, and you know, I hope that he, you know, he gets better, and I try to help him, but I mean, there's only so much you can do for somebody who has a seizure. You can't
of course. No, I'm talking about more like just what it means to you and him. Like, how do you reassure him? How do you get him back to a good place when he's having an, you know, when he's, because we all know what it's like. You go down that dark hole, you get depressed, and you get sad, and you know, he's a smart guy, he's a hardworking guy, and suddenly his ability to be a protector and a provider has been torn away.
I told him, you know, that everything will be okay. We'll make it through. He's not lazy, or he's not, you know, not a man because he can't work. He can't help that he has seizures. It's a medical condition. It's not like he's choosing to not work.
So if he can get back to the world, you can get everything going through, you can go back to your job at the trucking company.
Mm-hmm.
And they're holding your job?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So you're $5.50 in the rent. What about your gas and your water and your electricity?
I've paid all those in advance.
Right.
So those are covered, really. My rent is the only thing I'm worried about, and something under the tree for my kids.
Hold on. So if it's $5.50 rent due, let's think about that. That's due December 5th. That'd be redo again January 5th. So that would be, it's a big number, but it's $1,100. And you have those four kids. If you went a couple hundred there, we're just sitting at just $1,900. That's all we're talking about, which is a lot of money. That's no doubt about it. But that would be 2 months' rent and Christmas for those kids. And if, and God willing, a little bit of luck in their lives. In 2 weeks, they turn that machine on. After all these years of seizures, 50 a day, it goes away. Because, you know, guys, it's not all bad news sometimes. Sometimes we catch a break from this world. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, man, this is Taylor.
Yep.
Hey, Taylor. Dude,
I want to donate 100. Actually, I'm going to make it 200. My uncle gave me a little cash to get through because I got a kid in the NICU right now at Children's Mercy. We're 111 days in, and she's been having some seizures. And I know how scary that is. She had one in my wife's arms and been hooked up to machines and, you know, Keppra, the medicine that they put them on, it's keeping them at bay right now. And I just, you know, I feel for her, and I want to, you know, pay it forward. My uncle gave me some cash to help us out, so I'm going to pass it on to this family.
You sure you want to do, you don't have to do two, man, if you're struggling.
I got it, man. We're doing good. We actually had twins. One of them passed away, and getting some insurance money. And you know, I hate to accept insurance money for that, but I want to help pay it forward, and we'll pass it.
No, you got to take care of your kid. You got your kid in that NICU.
Yeah.
Now, what do they say about
amazing?
What do they say about your is it a son or a daughter?
Daughter.
What do they say about her? What's?
Oh, she was born at 26 weeks and 2 days after having twin-to-twin transfusion syndrome, and we lost her sister at Stormont Vale in Topeka, and they flew my wife to Truman, and we've been staying at Ronald McDonald House and fighting the battle there at Children's Mercy. Like I said, 111 days.
Do they feel like she can make it?
Yep, she should be going home in a couple of weeks. Our goal by Christmas, they're hoping a couple of weeks. You just got to get the bottle down. So
sure. What about long term?
Long term, we're gonna have some issues. She's she had some severe brain bleeding when she was born, which is what's causing these seizures. She only has about 50% of the brain she's supposed to have, so she's gonna have some developmental issues and maybe some vision issues. It's looking like, but you know, we're staying positive, and she's
That's
a beautiful little girl. And She's doing great. She's the face of Ronald McDonald House right now. They just did a story on her for their yearly donations. We were the family that they thought, you know, would be
Listen,
a great.
You'll give a lot of hope to a lot of people.
Face of the organization. So we just want to pay it forward. I try to call in every year and always get the busy signal. So as soon as I heard that gentleman's having seizures, I'm like, call right now. I don't even need to hear the rest of the story. My family wants to help. My wife's Air Force, and they're taking care of her while she's off work right now. And we're just we're hanging in there.
Right on, Taylor. Hey, listen, bring it by U.S. Bank. Tell them Hope for the Holidays. Any U.S. Bank, Hope for the Holidays. There's an account, okay?
Yep, will do. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, man.
Tell her.
Let us know how it goes.
Hang in there.
Let us know when your daughter gets out.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
Trevor, you're on the air. Trevor.
Hey, yeah, I got $500 for gifts for you.
$500, man. Why? What do you do for a living?
I do well. I do well.
And do what makes you give $500?
I had a seizure myself about a year and a half ago, and I know how terrifying that one was. It was a one-off deal, but I know how terrifying that one was and how scary it can be for the family and everything.
What caused it for you?
They don't really know.
But you haven't had another one?
Nope.
Hey,
nope.
Can you imagine 50 a day?
Yes. That's unreal for me. So, yeah, I was I kind of felt at home when I heard that. So, yeah.
You're a good man. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank, the account is Hope for the Holidays. All right?
No problem. Hey,
Susan?
Yes.
What's going on, Susan?
Hey, Johnny. How are you?
Good.
I want to donate $300 today.
Excellent. Why?
I have a son with epilepsy. He was diagnosed when he was 14. And it was a really tough time for me and for him. So this one really hit home.
So what finally happened with him? Did they get it calmed down? Did they get him worked out?
Yeah, we're now 2 years seizure-free.
That's beautiful.
So, yes.
$300 in the U.S. Bank, any U.S. Bank, just walk in and tell them Hope for the Holidays, and they will make sure it goes into that account.
I'll do it. Thank you.
You're a beautiful woman. I'm glad your son's better. All right, where are we at?
You're at $1,000.
All right. Yeah. Angela, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you.
I'd like to donate $200 to this family.
Yeah? What do you do for a living?
I work for a doctor's office.
You have kids?
Yes, they're grown.
Yeah? So what makes you call?
My husband had an 80-foot tree fall and land 10 feet behind him.
Oof.
And it traumatized him, so he had to take some time off, and it put us in a bind and a little bit of a pinch. So...
Yeah. But
understand.
Do you have this money now?
Yes.
You're a good person. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
You're on the air, Rock.
Hey, Johnny, I got $550 for you, man. Let's take care of at least 1 month of that rent.
What's your name?
Joel.
Joel, what do you do for a living?
I own a small heating and cooling company. But you know, from one tradesman to another one, man, you know, I always want to help the guys out. And I had a buddy of mine in high school that had seizures really, really bad. And through a lot of hard work, donations, and everything else, and technology, basically, he got to where, I'm not sure exactly what they did to him because we were younger, but he went from pretty much everyday seizures to maybe one a year.
That's pretty
good.
So
it was, yeah, it was pretty great. So when I heard the story in the seizures, man, I was like, yeah, let's up this guy out. I mean, you know, get him back up on his feet.
How did it affect your buddy when those seizures went away?
What's that?
How did it affect your friend when the seizures went away, when he went from one a day to maybe one a year?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, like I said, we were pretty young, so a lot of us younger kids, you know, we didn't know really what was going on or, you know, what caused seizures or anything else.
Sure.
It was kind of a learning experience, but, you know, for him, he wasn't looked at, you know, weird anymore, or, you know, what's wrong with him, or, you know, like he had something really, really bad with him.
Sure.
Which, you know, that's not the case. Like, he had some, you know, catching the cooties or anything.
Well, yeah, but when you're a kid, all you know is that's scary and it looks strange.
Yeah.
And I don't want to look at that anymore because it makes me feel bad inside. And,
yeah,
and little kids don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, and once they stopped, you know, I mean, people started to go up to him and talk to him more, and he got to make more friends, and, you know, everything turned out pretty good, man. And he's still doing really good today.
Can you imagine?
I don't think he's had a seizure in probably 2 or 3 years now.
Can you imagine what that meant to him, to make friends, to not be the weird kid, to not be scared, to not always fear the next moment?
Oh, yeah, brother, that taught me not to, you know, not to judge people by how they look or anything else. You know, go up and talk to somebody if you want to know their story.
Yep. You're a smart man. I appreciate you.
All right, brother. Take
U.S.
care.
Bank. U.S. Bank. You're a good man. Where are we at?
We're at $1,750, so $1,750.
Patrick, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Johnny. How are you this morning?
I'm well. I'm doing great, man. What about you?
I got $200 to throw your way.
Perfect. We're done. That's so great. Patrick, that's really great. What? Tell me your story. Who are you?
Well, it's kind of a long story. You guys helped me about 10 years ago getting a mother's ring for my wife for Christmas. She had just recently lost her mom and her grandmother. We've lost two sons over the years, and unfortunately, I lost my wife about a year ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Remind me again, we helped you get a ring for her.
I had written you a letter. She was just, we were kind of down, didn't have a good Christmas, you know. I'd written you a letter, and you got hooked me up with a gentleman, and I don't want to say the name of the company, but he owned a local jeweler's there in Overland Park. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you called me and got me taken care of. So it's my turn to turn this around and come back and help somebody else.
Well, you're a beautiful man because that just closed it all up for us. That gets us everywhere we needed to be.
That's awesome. I'm glad to help, and, you know, I hope this family gets everything that they need for Christmas and gets everything taken care of. And God bless him with everything that he's got going on in his life.
Well, now thank you for calling. And that's one of my favorite things.
Pay it forward.
Really,
it's like you've always said it over the years, you know, it works. It really works.
Hold on. All right, Jake, we're at 1950 now, correct?
Correct.
That would be 2 months, right? We did that with the kids. We got this all the way pushed through. Okay, hold on. Liz, we're back on the air. Hello.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, I don't know what you heard.
I heard so many people being so helpful. Oh, my gosh.
Good. And you know, we're going to pay your rent this 5th. We're going to pay your rent January 5th. I'm going to make sure that each of you get a $200 gift card for Jackson, for Trinity, for Peyton, and for Riley. That way they've got something under the tree. And I've got another $500 in gift cards from Constantino's. We want to help you out. The Constantino's Price Chopper, Constantino's Sunfresh, Constantino's Apple Market.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that get you through Christmas? And not just get you through, does that make it, you know, just a little easier? And is there anything else we can help with?
Oh, my gosh, that is going to help my family so much. Now I can breathe a little better and know that we're going to be okay. I wrote the letter. I didn't expect all of that help, and I'm just so thankful for everything and so thankful to everybody for their help.
Just let us know, because now I'm invested in this. In a couple weeks, when they turn your husband's machine on, the RNS inside his brain that they put in there to stop these seizures, will you please reach out to us and let us know how it's going?
Absolutely.
That would be the best Christmas ever.
Yes, it would. Oh my gosh.
All right. Stay right there. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.